This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. More than a year ago, Texas health officials launched a program aimed at getting hospitals to curb their rates of maternal deaths and complications during labor. KUT's Ashley Lopez checked in on how hospitals in the states are adjusting to these new protocols.
This is the nurse's station on the labor and delivery floor of Ascension Seton Medical Center in Austin. At the station, there's a wall of computer screens, which is surrounded by mounds of paperwork. And then there's this big filing cabinet on wheels. The cabinet was created to basically eliminate any chaos during a delivery. Rochelle Labonte, a nurse, shows me what's inside.
There's a scale in there to measure blood loss. And then we have a refrigerator that's built in that contains hemorrhage medications that we need to give in an emergency situation. So everything is right at their hands in an emergency.
Seton started using this card after state health officials started this program in the summer of 2018 called Texas AIM. It's a program that hospitals can opt into. The whole point of it is to make hospitals safer for women having babies. Amy Pabst is the chief medical officer at Seton, which delivers about 4,800 babies a year. She says they joined as soon as they could.
We deliver the most babies, and we're the biggest hospital, and we wanted to reduce morbidity and mortality associated with childbirth.
This all started because a few years ago, officials began to hear growing concerns about the rate of women dying or almost dying while giving birth in Texas. Manda Hall with the Texas Department of State Health Services says the state needed to do something.
We all kind of have looked at it and understood that there were things that we could get better at as far as improving our maternal health outcomes here in Texas.
Hall says hospitals are just one piece of this larger effort, but it's a big piece. Out of the roughly 225 hospitals in the state with obstetric services, almost all have joined Texas AIM. And so far, doctors say they've seen three big shifts in hospitals. Back at Ascension Seton Medical Center in Austin, Dr. Jenny Gardy, the maternal medical director there, says the first huge shift has been that the program has standardized how doctors screen for hemorrhages and how they treat it to make sure women don't die of blood loss.
Traditionally, physicians have just sort of estimated the blood loss at the time of delivery, and it's usually a visual inspection. It's notoriously inaccurate.
What that means is that until recently, doctors used to just literally look at the amount of blood on a hospital bed and decide whether they think it's a problem. Now, Gardy says, for every vaginal delivery, they take steps to figure out a quantitative blood loss.
What quantitative blood loss is that there's actual measurement in a calibrated drape of blood after a vaginal delivery, and then also any of the sponges that are soaked with blood are weighed.
Basically, there's no more guesswork. Nurses have to stop and actually do the math to figure out how much blood was lost. Staff is also looking out for changes in vital signs, and certain changes automatically trigger a series of steps that's been compared to pilots landing a plane. Amy Papp says this reduces the differences in care from patient to patient.
Reducing the variability, much like your pilot analogy, leads to better outcomes. And we have a ton of data that proves that.
And that brings me to the second shift in hospitals since Texas AIM. Manda Hall with the Texas Department of State Health Services says this program has opened the lines of communication between hospitals across the state.
Hospitals are coming together and they can talk about their challenges. They can also talk about areas where they've excelled in, and they can kind of share that. They can share policies, they can share procedures, they can share tools.
And this has actually been super helpful for smaller rural hospitals. Leslie Barnard is a director of family birthplace at Permian Regional Medical Center in Andrews, which is in far west Texas. Barnard says her hospital only delivers about 330 babies a year. And in the past, when she wanted to improve care, she mostly could only get in touch with bigger hospitals.
So many times I talk to different directors at a large hospital. I'm like, how do you get this done? Or, you know, how do you do this? And she's like, well, on your team. I'm like, you don't understand. We don't have a team like that here, you know?
But Manda Hall says rural hospitals like Barnard's have been able to figure out how to make all of these ambitious protocols work.
I believe we have around 90% of rural hospitals in our state have enrolled. And they have to be, a little more innovative and kind of thinking through different challenges they may have.
And Leslie Barnard says when a smaller hospital does come up with a creative solution to some of these issues, they share it with all the other small hospitals. She says it's been a game changer.
It's nice to be able to meet with other small hospitals and how they get that to work for them.
And the last shift created by Texas AIM has to do with data. There's now a central location where all hospitals are sending data on health outcomes for women who have babies in their delivery wards. Various researchers and advocates have been raising concerns for years about how unreliable maternal mortality and morbidity data is in Texas. Manda Hall with the Texas Department of State Health Services says hospitals aren't just sending data along, though. She says they're also taking a close look at it themselves.
And so we've also seen an increase in the number of hospitals that are having these multidisciplinary reviews so that they can learn from an event that happened so that we can continue to improve and get better.
All of these changes are more work for hospitals, and in some cases, it's required them to hire more staff and spend money. But Amy Pabst with Ascension Seton Medical Center in Austin says it's been worth it for a lot of reasons.
We're actually saving money. And if you look at it from a total cost of care, if you are identifying a patient who is at risk for a postpartum hemorrhage and you're able to intervene and be more aware of that, and then you don't have to give them a blood transfusion because you were able to do that, not only have you reduced the total cost of care, but you've improved their morbidity and mortality.
Because this is a relatively new program, there still isn't useful data on whether all of this has actually saved women's lives. But doctors and state officials say they're hopeful because at least now hospitals are working together with the express purpose of saving lives. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.